Right. I call the June 8, 2022 town council meeting to order. First order of business, if everyone please silence your cell phones. The next two items we will do together is the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation will all rise. Mr. Thompson will lead us in an invocation. If you are uncomfortable with either one of these.
Don't you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to point it over your head. Charles Thompson. If you're uncomfortable with either one of these, if you wish, you may exit. And I think Captain Payne is in the back. He will retrieve you before we get started to move on today. So if you'll all stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this and every day. We thank you for the good gifts and graces bestowed upon us, Lord. We pray that the outcome of this meeting will be positive and conducted in a professional manner. Look over, return us to our home safely. These things I ask in your most holy and glorious name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next item, public hearings. Captain Payne, I'm going to get you just to do this one at a time. Can you bring me the one for public hearing number one? Okay, there are no names listed. But I will open for the request for the, well, let me get Ms. Sarah to address this first, Ms. McGuffin, for the Virginia, for the VDOT to maintain Winter Park Road.
Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Thank you. So the town has been working with the county on the donation of the property for Lynchburg Road, which we did last month. So the county's donated the entirety of the right-of-way necessary for Lynchburg Road is a fee simple donation. So that's been recorded. We have also recorded the stormwater maintenance agreement. This is a public hearing to request that VDOT would maintain that road. We are required to do the public hearing because we are granting rights to VDOT and any treaty of the. So this is the final step in the process of having VDOT take over that Lynchburg Road extension from the Chamber of Commerce building down to Depot Street. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. With that, I will open the public hearing. If anybody has, or if they want to sign up before we get to it.
We have a sign-up sheet out there.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. I will close the public hearing. Now, we need to vote on this item. So I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to request the Department of Transportation to maintain it for good.
I have a motion from Mr. Watt. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
A second from Mr. Turner. Is there any further discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Ms. Turner?
No.
Mr. Watt?
No.
Ms. Carter?
No.
And Mr. Higginbotham? Okay. That being said, vote. Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Mr. Watt?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Sweet?
Aye.
Motion is carried 5-0-0. Next item is the public hearing for the budget amendment. Okay, there are also no people signed up. Ms. McGuffin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a budget amendment for the budget year that we are currently in. So because of the receipt of the CARES funds, and that includes the original CARES Act funding as well as the utility forgiveness CARES Act funding, and then the receipt of a couple of different grant funds, BML, and then also DCJS for police cameras, we have exceeded our overall expenditures, by 1% of what our original budget was. Due to that, we are required to have a budget amendment recognizing the receipt of these funds, the expenditure of these funds, and the appropriation thereof. While Tracy Ruth on this, she did also include the normal line item transfers that she does at the end of the year and adopt this budget amendment. Thank you.
Did y'all need to hear from Tracy again?
Is there anything that y'all had a question with for the second to get blocked out before I move ahead with public hearing? Okay. I will open the public hearing. I have the sheet here and our new signatures on the sheet. Close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion to accept this amendment.
Make that motion that we accept the expenditures and move forward.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. May I have a second, please?
Second.
And a second from Mr. Finger. Discussion. Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
Mr. Watts?
No, sir.
Ms. Carton?
No.
And Mr. Hingenberg? Vote. Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
And Mr. Hingenberg? Motion carried 5-0-0. Next item is the public hearing for the zoning recodification. Back to you, Ms. Guthrie.
So this is the zoning ordinance recodification. As council remembers, we did recodify the rest of the ordinance a few years ago. We left the zoning ordinance off of the recodification. We are now bringing the zoning and subdivision ordinance to you. The Planning Commission has reviewed this thoroughly. They've held several meetings on it. We are not looking for broad changes to the ordinance in this, simply to bring it in compliance with state code and changing case law. There are a few items that the Planning Commission did change. They changed kennels to a special use permit in the A1 district. We did add short-term rentals, which has been added into state code, so we've made sure that we account for that in our new code. And then there is one item of debate amongst the Planning Commission. Everything else they were unanimous on, but they did split evenly on the definition of central business district between the old definition and a definition proposed by Mr. Hobbs. So that is the only item that was outstanding from the Planning Commission. And so I would look for a motion to adopt an ordinance to accept the zoning ordinance creation with direction from council on which definition for central business district you refer.
Okay, let's open this up to public hearing. I know a couple of you have some questions, staff. Well, now this would be better maybe change on public hearing. Ms. McGuffin, there's a couple members here that have a question about one thing. We're going to go ahead and take care of that now. Which one of y'all would like to jump up there?
Ms. McGuffin, I have a question. Is there any way to incorporate both of the wording for the first, this, the current ordinance and the second ordinance? When I read it, I was concerned about, I was concerned about the language about no noise. There's no language in the second ordinance regarding any noise factor. And I was wondering if the last sentence of the first choice could be incorporated into the second choice to make it more complete. And she's frozen.
Yes.
Oh.
And absolutely, staff would be happy to do that. Yes, ma'am, we would be happy to do that.
Okay, thank you.
May I say something this week real quick?
Oh, sure. Come on.
Ms. McGuffin, on this, if we hold our public hearing, and I know Ms. Turner has asked for something to be changed, can we hold our public hearing and then delay the vote until the changes come back to full council.
Yes, sir, you certainly can. So you can hold the public hearing open and close it tonight, and then request that staff bring you the modified ordinance at your next meeting.
Okay. Ms. Wheaton.
Quick question. If I'm not mistaken, at the Planning Commission meeting, which I was not in attendance, there's an existing, about the Central Business District, there's a proposal that Hobbs made, and then the old one, I'm confused about the definition of the central business between the proposed, which Hobbs had, and the old one, the pre-existing one. Is that correct? I think Ms. Watts, I mean, Ms. Driscoll and Mr. Jones want it both on the existing proposal, and Ms. Garrison and Mr. Holden with the new one. I'm confused. I don't remember that.
Yes, so when we took the changes to the Planning Commission, the Planning Commission was evenly divided. So Mrs. Driscoll and Mr. Jones wanted to keep the existing language, and then the new language was favored by Ms. Day and Mr. Chase. And so, I mean, I really just brought that to the council for you to let me know which way you would like to go, but we're also happy to incorporate the two definitions together and bring that to you next month.
Yeah, that's what I'd ask.
Okay, so I want to make sure. Okay.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the public hearing, and I'll just give you a heads up. Then we staff will revisit this with the corrected language and bring it back next month when we will discuss it. So with that, there are no signatures on the form, but I am opening the public hearing for the zoning ordinance recap. Okay, there being nobody, we'll close the public hearing, and next month, in the July meeting, staff will present us with an updated thing for us to discuss. Captain Payne?
D4A.
Yes, sir. Okay, what about the other one? Okay, what we're going to do, you had two items here for public hearing. Mr. Lansing, can we just combine them both together and then you can just talk to them from there?
Certainly, yeah, we'll just need separate votes between the two ordinances.
Okay, I thought we had agreed last month to combine it all together.
No.
We did not?
No,
okay.
Okay. We can certainly still discuss them all together. We just need to have a vote on each.
Right. Okay. So A, but we can discuss them all together. Well, it doesn't really matter because for A, there is no signatures. So, and everybody is discussing B. But
I don't think they're going to do
that. I think, right. So we'll go with that. Okay. So, Mr. Lansing?
Sure.
Took me a minute. I couldn't figure out whether I'd go on TV or you.
Sure. So we have two ordinances that are on the agenda that both relate to our sidewalks, to bicycles and skateboards on our sidewalks. The first of those ordinances would amend two existing code sections. So it's one ordinance, but it would amend two existing code sections. Those are section 20-8 and 20-9. Those code sections already prohibit both skateboards and bicycles on sidewalks throughout the entire town. So we already have that prohibition on skateboards and bicycles everywhere in the town. This conversation was started because that ordinance was not being enforced because there are no signs that alert the public to that prohibition. And so I was asked as town attorney what it would take to get those signs up, whether additional legislation would be needed for that. We don't need additional legislation. The state code already says that we should put those signs up. The one thing that is necessary is we need to fix our existing ordinances because they don't comply with the state code in two particular regards. First of all, our existing prohibition has a $250 fine, where the state code requires a $50 fine. And second, our existing prohibition criminalizes this conduct, where the state code simply says that it's not supposed to be a crime, it's just supposed to be a civil offense, like sort of like a traffic offense. You can, when you are charged with speeding, you know, normal speeding doesn't go on your criminal record, it's simply a civil offense. So the first ordinance is designed to bring our existing prohibition within the confines of the state code, so that it's just a $50 fine and it's a civil offense, not a criminal offense. The other thing that the first ordinance would do, the one labeled 2206-08A, the other thing it would do is it would restrict the prohibition on skateboards just to the Central Business District. So if you're outside the Central Business District, you can ride on a skateboard. So that's the first ordinance. It would amend those two existing code sections, 20-8 and 20-9. The second ordinance that's in your agenda packet, the one labeled 2206-08B, would create a new code section that does not yet exist. And that would regulate skateboards on sidewalks anywhere in town. It doesn't prohibit them. It would simply say that when a person is on a skateboard, they have to avoid tricks or stunts on the sidewalk. Tricks and stunts is not what the sidewalk is for, according to this ordinance. The sidewalk is for transportation. And when someone is using a skateboard on the sidewalk, they should defer to pedestrians. They should use rules of courtesy, like alerting a pedestrian that they're passing them, things like that. So this second ordinance would apply throughout the town, whether it's in the Central Business District or anywhere else. So if someone were to violate this prohibition outside the Central Business District, they could be cited with violation for, let's say, not deferring to a pedestrian. And if it were inside the Central Business District, they would be in violation of both ordinances. The first ordinance because they were using a skateboard at all in the first place, and the second ordinance because they weren't using it in the right way.
All right. With that, I will open the public hearing. And the first person here is Mr. Chess. Can you step up and introduce yourself, please?
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, I believe the requirement, just to conform with technicalities, this is the public hearing for the first ordinance, 2206-08A. We can discuss them all together, but...
Well, I thought you said we can have them both together.
We can have discussion. The discussion can blend in together, but we still have to have separate public hearings for each.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I got to close. I mean, I'll close this one. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can do it this way. Since nobody signed up for A.
Sure. We can close it as soon as we open.
Okay, I just opened it.
Sure.
I will close it. Now I'm going to open the one for B where everybody signed up. So, now, Mr. Chase, it's your part.
All right.
First yeah, wait a minute, one thing. Speaking today, you only get 3 minutes. That's what you allow, 3 minutes to speak. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Before I start speaking, I'm going to hand something out to you guys. I would have made more copies, but I ran into printing problems. So I don't know. I'm here to voice my frustration and disappointment in the ordinance being discussed tonight regarding the prohibition of skateboards. First, I'd like to express my disappointment that we're even here in the first place. I'm frustrated that a solution was not discussed, but instead an all-or-nothing approach to the problem is what town council settled on. Since the last meeting, I have only seen 5 instances of a bike or skateboard. I've seen 2 skateboarders in the road, both younger than I. three bicyclists. One was an older gentleman using the sidewalk, and two were children of middle school age riding their bikes on the sidewalk. What I've handed out to you are screenshots from the News in Advance article that was posted on May 16th. And there are comments that I highlighted about Amherst, and I'm going to read some real quick. Quote, "This won't hurt the sidewalks in that dead zone. Build them apart." Quote, "Having a child that skateboards, there is real no good place for this activity other than the Lynchburg skate park. And for those that live north, this is a hike. I'd love to see a space in an existing park that is closer to town. Parks would get more traffic and kids would have a safer place to skate." Quote, "Things like this are literally why people flee and take their towns elsewhere and contribute to the economies of other areas. Maybe they should prohibit boomers and Karens." And lastly, quote, "It's like an alternative Footloose." It's been said that local businesses actually have a problem with skateboarders, so I wanted to see if this is true. So I went to 15 different businesses on Main Street and around Main Street, and I asked them three different questions. My first question, "Have you had a problem with skateboarders in the last 3 years? A total of 12 said no, and only 3 said yes. "Have you contacted the police or town council complaining about skateboarders? Only 2 of them said yes, 13 of them said no. And then I asked, "Has any member of town council contacted you regarding the skateboard ordinance?" Only 2 of them said yes, 13 of them said no. My question I put forward to council is, what does this ordinance accomplish? Does this ordinance reflect an image of the town of Amherst as a welcoming, family-friendly place, or does it reflect the opposite? Historically, prohibition for any number of things has not worked. Consider the prohibition of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. I see this as an opportunity for the council and the citizens to create more recreational options, such as a skate park with biking paths for younger children and families. It is my hope that this additional information will encourage town council to reflect further before voting tonight.
Mr. Chase, I'm so sorry I did not get a visit from you. I would have loved to have served you. But I want to thank the town mayor, vice mayor, council members for allowing me to speak on this matter. And I'm going to speak regarding skateboarding on sidewalks only. I'm providing you all with another copy of the email that I emailed to each one of you on your last meeting previously. And after taking time out of my busy work day to prepare that email in quite detail, I thought it was very important to personally express my concerns in a much shorter manner due to time constraints, mainly my safety concerns for the skateboarders. I don't believe that skateboarding should be allowed from the Empire Shopping Center to the Amherst Elementary School at all. It would not be a safe activity for anyone involved, nor do I believe that it's an appropriate area for this type of activity due to the businesses, which mine is located right across the street, the busy traffic on Main Street, the residences in the area, and the schools in the area. Instead, I wish that the skateboarding enthusiasts would be much better served to engage their friends and their families to search for, find a suitable, safe location to raise money for, to build a facility, such as a park, that is specifically designed for this purpose. And so again, I'll just give you a copy of my email that I sent that goes into much more detail. And I thank you for your time and attention.
Did you get a copy of it? Okay. Next is Hatch.
mayor and council members. I didn't really prepare a speech, so I had a thought on it. I've been around this, I've lived in the town since 1970, raised two kids, neither one of them ever had a skateboard. However, I have encountered kids in and around the town with the skateboards, never had an issue with them. I understand some of the businesses have. We don't have a lot in the town, if anything, for the kids to really do. Our town pretty much closes down at 5 o'clock. The streets are usually folded up, put away by 5:30. But I was more in favor of those that I have seen skateboarding. I haven't seen any problems with. Some of them have been on the sidewalk. So if they saw me, they stopped. And I walked down the side of the street, side street once. They came up, well, they didn't see me. They apologized. Sometimes they're over in the parking lot at Family Dollar at night skateboarding. So I was, you know, either more of kind of in favor of if they're going to skateboard on the sidewalks, or is to kind of give way to your pedestrians and to your businesses and be polite.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm not going to try to pronounce this last name, so can I just say Miss Angela, please? Could you pronounce it for me?
Angela Sunder Murphy.
Okay, I'll stick with Angela.
Good evening. I come before you to address the proposed amendment to the town ordinance. I went on the website for the town and was reading your bio. Says that communication between council members and town citizens is key, and that is why I'm here. I agree with that statement. Ms. Carton, the website says that you advocate for young adults to maintain and strengthen economic growth in the community. And Mr. Watts, you mentioned building a space for family-friendly activities. Spring Park was actually a really good idea. I have observed citizens riding their bikes and boards in town from time to time, and they almost always frequent local businesses for snacks and drinks. The proposed ordinance discourages families and young people from visiting the town, and it hurts the local businesses who are benefited by both their patronage and potential employment. Mr. Higginbotham, as a former representative of the Town Council on Public Safety and Community Relations Committee, I respect your expertise in the safety, convenience, and welfare of our citizens, as mentioned in subsection 7.01. I hope you agree with me that banning bicycles and skateboards on the sidewalks might be a little safer for people who walk, but will displace everyone else into the streets, increasing the likelihood that someone will be hit by a motor vehicle. Ms. Turner, you bring this council three distinct points that I agree with. First, you want to promote the town of Amherst to increase visibility in hopes of attracting new businesses. Discouraging self-propelled transportation impedes this. Second, I quote, the town must maintain the integrity and authenticity of its quaint town atmosphere, unquote. In order to enforce the proposed ordinance, it is required by the Code of Virginia 46.2-4 that signs indicating such a prohibition shall be posted. It is my opinion that such signs will clutter our streets and significantly reduce the quaint town atmosphere. Third, we desire the town full of life. I do not believe posting signs that deter and threaten our citizens with fines is the best way to fill a town with life and vibrancy. Council members, I applaud your vision for our town, and I want the same things as you do. The fact is, our skateboarding population is approximately 3. These 3 skateboarders are aging out of our town. Why make a permanent fix for a temporary issue? Additionally, our skateboarders attend public school. That means 10 months out of the year, they don't even come out until after 4 p.m. With the streets becoming a ghost town after 5 p.m., this ordinance is redundant. In order to legislate for the potential behavior of approximately 3 people, this ordinance seeks to control the entire community on their account. This is uncouth and unfair. Ultimately, I ask the council to vote no to option A, amending the town code, and vote yes to option B. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Thompson.
Good evening. My name is Rachel Thompson. I'm a former town council member, and I also own a business, and I'm chief operations officer of another business right on Main Street, as well as a resident of the town. I've come to speak against the skateboarding issue. What my husband and I have seen seen, and several council members have also seen this, and I've spoken to several, and I've made emails for the last meeting so that you be aware of what we've recognized, is that we walk to work, so we see the skateboarders more often than not. As a former town council member, I can tell you this issue has come up over the years several times, and that's why there was an ordinance on the books before, because there was an issue with it, and we had an ordinance, and then we were unable to enforce it according to the new county, town attorney, since there were some issues with how it was phrased and some of the code sections with it. However, what we have witnessed in walking in town is that the skateboarders are not very respectful of the people, the businesses. They skateboard on your property if you're not there. They bounce off of the cars, the walls. I've seen the skateboards fly out into traffic. I saw one poor woman almost slam on her brakes and go through the windshield because the skateboard came flying out of the Bank of James parking lot because someone was doing a stunt there. I've been almost run over by skateboarders because they weren't, and I'm a fairly large sized woman, so it's not hard to see me on the sidewalk. I understand because I grew up in town, and I agree there's not a whole lot for young people to do. But I think you also have to take into consideration that the skateboarders themselves are not safe. And they're teenagers generally, and they're not making good decisions. I was a teenager, I didn't always make good decisions. And they tend to not really appreciate when you ask them to stop. They can be somewhat confrontational when that happens. They have almost hit my office manager in the parking lot when they've been skateboarding out there. I've seen them at the Wells Fargo. I've seen them skateboarding on this little main strip. They tend to stay between the traffic circle and First National Bank. And I know that they really don't have any issue. And I think we need to look at some things for them to do, or maybe a place, a park or something like that for this to happen. But right on Main Street where you have a fairly congested area, particularly during the business hours, it's become a problem again. I haven't seen them in the last week, and I was on vacation for 2 weeks prior to that, but they were around a fair amount before that. And we were seeing, you know, everybody having issues with the distraction on the street because the drivers are trying to drive and they see a skateboarder coming and they're slamming on the brakes and then somebody's getting out of the car and you've got the cars parked and they block the vision. So I just think that the council really does need to consider stopping the skateboarders in this central business district. I'm not against skateboarders, and I certainly haven't thought that the biking was an issue at all since we've added the bike lanes, which was something we did while I was on town council. And that was one of the reasons that we did it when we got offered the option, was to make it a more friendly atmosphere where people can bike. And I don't think that the majority of the time that anybody has any problem with them if they're behaving well. It's just, I think we need some way to stop the problems.
Sorry. Wrap up, our 3 is gone.
Okay. Well, I thank you for consideration, but I hope that you will support banning the skateboarders in the central business district so that we have some way to control it.
Mr. Thompson, would you like to talk or just do that?
Okay, I'm just giving you the opportunity, sir. Thank you. I mean, I don't know the 15 businesses that were in Main Street of contact. We certainly weren't contacted and asked about any of this. But there is a problem. They don't listen when we tell them not to come. They still come in, skateboard down Star Street, and hit the wall where we are. We told them not to. I mean, it's not, to me, something that we wanted to call the cops on or, you know, be real difficult about. But I think the reason why we're here, I remind the council, some don't know why, but there's an ordinance already on the books. We're just adhering to or amending it to be in compliance with the state. And I think that, you know, we saw, it was 2 weeks ago, we saw a little kid on a trike on the sidewalk. Well, when I looked at this getting ready for the meeting, that's against the law and a criminal offense now. But neither the child nor us ever considered that the child would go to jail and get a classical misdemeanor because it was on its trike on the sidewalk. But I think the police, and we need some rules, and we need some ability to enforce the rules. And you know, frankly, with these kids, they're not out right after school. Where we see them, when I'm walking home in tax season, it's 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night at the Bank of the James. Private property, if you want to let them, that's fine. But I don't think they belong on the sidewalk. Particularly when you have the rise in town, when we come out of our parking lot, you can't even see if Sharon's got customers or both Sharon's have customers. It's hard to see a car coming up north. So I'm concerned about the safety and as well as the enforcement of it all. I don't have anything against them. If they want to think that James thinks it's okay, by all means, go nuts, but don't get on the sidewalk. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Butcher?
I wasn't going to speak. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my name's Chris Porter. I'm going to speak on. She's listening to the paper. I'm going to speak on her behalf. So, thanks for the opportunity to speak. So I moved to town 4 years ago. I'm a physician down in Lynchburg. I had a choice to live wherever I wanted to around there, basically. I chose to live up here for a reason, and that was because of all the recreational opportunities up here. I don't know if you guys are, I'm sure you guys are aware, I'm a newcomer, but there's a tremendous amount of recreational potential up here. I think reading some of your bios, I know that attracting business to the area, providing opportunities for your children, my children, et cetera, is a very high priority. I think that, to quote an old saying, I think you need to play the hand that you're dealt. And fortunately, Amherst and Amherst County has dealt a very good hand in terms of outdoor recreational opportunities. And I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, reading like Blue Ridge Outdoors and stuff like that, we've already kind of developed a little bit of momentum in that direction. I think attracting businesses and industry to the area is an admirable goal, but I think that tapping into the tremendous economic potential of outdoor recreation is really the future of Amherst County, quite frankly. I think an ordinance prohibiting a relatively healthy outdoor activity for kids damages that momentum tremendously. I think it's going to be, in general, negative for the town. I believe that I can just see the articles in Blue Ridge Outdoors now, you know, Amherst County, you know, bans recreational opportunities for kids, you know, now they don't have anything to do, you know, et cetera, whatever. I think it's going to be damaging, quite frankly. I think it is going to damage any potential momentum we can develop in that area. I want to talk briefly about something that really hasn't been mentioned, and that is legal liability. I would absolutely love to be a personal injury attorney or a plaintiff's attorney for the first kid who gets hit by a car in the street of Amherst because the town passed an ordinance that said you can't skateboard on the sidewalk. You know, that's essentially what a sidewalk is for. I know it's for pedestrians, but it's also for other things. It's to keep people out of the road, essentially. You force people off the sidewalks into the road, you know, I think you're exposing yourself to some legal liability. And I don't want to see that headline either. Amherst County, or Amherst, the town of Amherst passes ordinance prohibits people skating, you know, on the skateboard on the sidewalk, and then, you know, somebody gets hurt and dies. That would be terrible. I think that I'm not a business owner, okay, so I can't really speak to that. I do walk in town a lot, and I bike in town a lot, in the bike lanes. I wonder if this is.
Time is up. So.
Okay. Can I just say something real quick?
As you walk in the
room. Okay. A risk-benefit analysis, I think that this is a very real, tangible harm for the town for a problem that's hard to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a real problem.
Thank you. And then Mr. Ware. Mr. Ware?
Yes, sir. Tim Ware, I live in Warehouse Antiques. Ride bicycles, I don't ride skateboards, and I'm very nervous about speaking tonight. I've been able to kind of sleep in the last couple, since last month, about this. I own a business in town, and I want the sidewalks full of people, full of skateboards, full of bicycles, full of anybody. I'm trying to stay in business. And I see moms and dads bringing kids through town with tricycles and training wheels. So when you do this ban, these of the people you're stopping, you're putting in harm's way off the sidewalk. I looked for a solid month to find a skateboarder. Couldn't find one. Saw one I found in a month. One whole month. And we had two incidents in 20 years. No police action's ever been taken in 20 years. I talked to the chief, I talked to the police department. There's no action been taken. So all this talk about would if, or could have, or might have, I saw a skateboard go out into the street. There's been no action taken. So we have a solution looking for a problem. We don't have a problem looking for a solution. And I find it totally ridiculous. And furthermore, this offends me more than anything. I kind of, this get in the weeds a little bit. Could someone tell me what the central business district is in Amherst? Because someone spoke last month from town council and said they talked to everybody, and everybody's for this ban. It's on tape. Y'all should go back and listen to yourselves. One council member said, saw a skateboard go down the road, had to swerve, missed a skateboard. Well, guess what? That's where you're going to put them. And then they leaned over and said, well, maybe we should ban them from the road, too. It's unhealthy for the kids. It's unhealthy for the community. And I'm sorry I'm wound up. I really do think the council should go back and listen to themselves last month. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. The way you acted towards each other, it was despicable. There were lies, basically lies told. And that's not, the council should be for the people, for the town, and not for themselves. And I think this is self-serving. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's a bully pulpit. You're picking on kids. That's what you're doing. You're setting an ordinance against children on riding skateboards. We're not going after guns. We're not going after drugs. We're not going after theft. We're not going after people speeding through town. We're going after children. And it's ridiculous. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Now, Mr. Lanson, you're going to throw some stuff. I'm going to throw some stuff back at you here.
Sure.
Yes. So, what we... Let me find my piece of paper. All right, so the first one, A, is the total prohibition of the sidewalk, right?
That's right.
Okay. So we're going to vote on that, and then come back and vote on B.
Mr. Mayor, are you going to close
the
vote?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I closed the public hearing.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Okay.
Yes, we do it on the A first, and then
I'm not signed up, but I
least. Okay. Same.
I can't open it back up, but I need him to sign, please. Should we take, once he signs.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank
what
you.
What did I need to shoot?
That's it. We got
signed. Pardon me.
All right. I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, so can I just call you Mr. Simon?
My name is Sam Silver.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. I really appreciate it. Thank you to council. I really thank you, everyone. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak. Absolutely echo all of Tim's points, Angela's points, Holden's points. They all spoke fantastic on this issue. I back them up completely. I think there's an interesting issue here because I think there's kind of different things going on here. There's folks that want skateboarders to be banned from the Central Business District, but I think that in terms of the ordinances, there's a separate issue going on. We should amend we do need to revise the ordinance so that it's not a criminal activity and that it is reduced to just a violation. That absolutely makes sense. It seems like the town police already have the law on the books to deal with this. So I don't see why we need to add specifically B, because B adds an extra penalty now for these teenage skateboarders. And just like the folks that I cited said, absolutely, like this kind of burden should not be put on the teenagers of the town of Amherst who have almost literally like nothing else to do in the town of Amherst. There's no movie theater or bowling alley or really even a park for them to hang out at. You know, just so I could be another voice in the room, 100%. Like I'm on the street a lot in the town of Amherst, and it's a non-issue. in some sense, I would say as a citizen, why are we wasting time on this? Why has the lawyer's time been wasted so much, in a sense, on what is a non-issue? I wish for those kids to have more opportunities, for us all to have more opportunities. And if we want to make Amherst a family-friendly place, a place that's going to attract new homeowners and new businesses, let's make it a family-friendly place where absolutely, like, it's more inviting to do a wholesome activity like skateboarding. Those kids are not wild, as was said in the last meeting. I'm sorry, like, from what I've seen, there might be wild teenagers out there, but I don't think those skateboarders are it. So I really hope that the town council could stop wasting time on this, and also, like everyone else said, that I cited, just make this a friendly, happy, peace and love place. All right, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. And is this Mr. Butcher?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My name is Lucas Butcher. I am a rising junior at Amherst County High School. I have a 4.0 GPA and I skate in town. I believe that as a town, the future of the town is dependent on its youth. And the current state of Amherst, there's nothing for our youth to do. There's barely any parks. There's no skate parks. There is, all we have is businesses. There's nothing for the youth to do. And when you don't give something for the youth to do, that is when they really start getting in trouble. That is when they start breaking into abandoned places. It's when they start spray painting. It's when they start getting into drugs. That's when the bad stuff starts happening. So I believe that for the future of the town, I believe that if we give kids another outlet, another positive outlet, such as skateboarding, then we can help cut down one of the other more serious problems that arise in our town. I would also like to say that I've been skating up in town ever since I got here, about 4 years, and I've never once had a problem with any of the business owners. I have, the owner of the Bank of the James has come out, and he has asked me to leave, and me and my friends respectfully left. And I believe that's what should happen. I believe it should be up to the business owners whether or not they allow them to stay up and down. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'm going to close the book again. Before we take this in, the first thing we're going to do is we're voting for A, which revises the existing ordinance to make it a civil penalty, but still has the prohibition for the sidewalk and the bicycle and the skateboards in the central business district. So that is what A means. When we get through with A, then we'll go to B. So I will accept a motion to approve A.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner. Can I have a second, please? Without a second, or we can have a second just to get to discussion.
A second discussion, please.
Okay. So we have a second from Mr. Watts. Now we're going to start with discussion. So, Ms. Weaver?
Well, I believe there was someone that said that we should not have it at all. So I will start my discussion. But we'll end with public hearing number two. But we had someone speak about who said what at the meetings. In January of 2022, the skateboard situation discussion came up at 28.12. In February 2022, the skateboarding issue came up at 29.13. In May of 22, the skateboarding issue came up at 50.17.
Excuse me, what's the number? 50?
Those are the times. I questioned the statement that all businesses were contacted in the Central Business District, and they all said no. I also requested a FOIA request on any complaints that were made to our police department in the past 20 years. I did receive one FOIA report that was made on December 2nd, 2021. So that was an official complaint. Nothing came about it, only one. I requested from council a list of all the businesses that were contacted in the district, and I have yet to receive any response. So I do not know which ones were responding, but I do have that email. So what concerned me is we have since heard from businesses that are not here that do not want this to go forward. We have a beauty salon, we have a real estate agency. So there are others that have stepped forward, community members. And I think before tonight, there were six that said they don't want an ordinance, and that includes, plus you, that you, Tim, you spoke the last one of the meetings. In between, they weren't quite sure, was one, and three, yes, they wanted the ordinance. So there's a lot of miscommunication, or I'm just confused because one thing's being said, but there's no data back there. I'm curious to know, and I don't think I'm supposed to ask the business owners, but if they've had such problems in the past, and I have failed to see any, but are there any no trespassing signs on personal property, business properties? Wells Fargo, Thompson, Patton, Massey, Hill Hardware, Bank of the James, Wells, whatever. Are there any signs that say no trespassing? And if not, why not, if there's such a problem with this type of activity? And secondly, I'm curious to know if the owners that are opposed to this, would they be willing to step forward and help us devise a plan for a skate park or work with council on proposing a place for the kids to play? Would you help finance it? I don't know if that's even a fair question.
This is not the place to be discussing that.
Okay.
We're discussing, and I'm not trying to cut you off.
No.
You have great points.
Okay.
But here tonight, we're discussing these ordinances, not going out and soliciting businesses or why they don't have a private property sign on their private property. This is the sidewalk issue.
Okay.
That's
who owns the sidewalks?
The
town?
The town or
okay.
the or VDOT.
Okay.
One of the two.
And VDOT in contact with us?
They don't have a dog in that. It's
okay.
it's us here in the town.
No,
they
don't care.
Okay. And last but not least, I would like to thank everyone, pro or con, for stepping forward to speak for our community. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wheaton. Like I said, you had valid points, but here we're addressing these specific issues, okay?
I understand.
Ms. Turner.
I would like to make a statement. I would like to thank Ms. Wheaton for bringing the record of recording of the May 2022 town meeting to my attention. It gave me an opportunity to review the video. I realized that my comments from that May meeting were confusing. I would like to apologize to the mayor, fellow counselors, but most of all the town citizens, that was never my intention. I would like to clarify my comments so that there is no confusion. When I said I spoke to the businesses in Central Business District, I want to clarify. I did not mean to imply that I had spoken to all the businesses within the Central Business District. That is not true. I spoke to some of the businesses in the Central Business District, but not all. Secondly, at the time of the May meeting, all the businesses that I spoke to said they would write a letter in regards to those issues. However, that is not even the case. Some have chosen not to respond with a letter, but have chosen to approach it differently. Regarding the comments about knowing whether there were two complaints or more, the first complaint was on December the 2nd, thank you, 2021, where I reported my concerns to the Amherst Police Department. A skateboarder was skating in front of Filmhouse Interior, and a customer was concerned about their safety getting into the store. My second complaint was on April the 5th, 2022. I spoke with Amherst Town Manager, letting her know that a skateboarder had run into the window at Hill Hardware office building.
on East 4th Street. I told her I knew that she could not do anything about it, but I still wanted her to know that there was a problem. Since then, I have received a call on May the 24th from a staff member that the skateboarders were running into the building, using the building as a wall stop. The staff member was also concerned about the safety because there were tractor trailers coming up East 4th Street. I spoke with the town manager on May the 25th about this issue. So to date, I have 3 different instances with the town in regards to skateboarding in the Central District. I have addressed my concerns with the police department and the town manager. I chose to speak to the town manager after the first complaint because I was told that there was nothing the police department could do because the town was not in compliance. I understand that there are people who believe that there is no issue, and for them, there is no issue, and for them, that may be the case. However, that is not true for all. I truly believe this is a safety issue for all, but specifically for the skateboarders. I really don't want anybody to get hurt.
Thank you, Ms. Turner. Mr. Watkins?
I've heard some really good arguments on both sides of the issue. However, I do want to point out to the individual business, they know it already, but I pointed out that they have full authority to control their lives. If the skateboard's there, ask them to leave. If they don't leave, call the police. They're trespassing. I have seen some things I consider were a safety issue that didn't exactly involve the sidewalk. It involved the roadway, and I think that's the one Mr. Ware was referring to, that I came to do. He came in the road and made a hard left on Main Street and maybe got slammed on brakes and couldn't hit him. But anyway, that had nothing to do with sidewalks and nothing to do with the ordinance. So I am a full believer in democracy, and what I've heard tonight, the vast majority do not want this ordinance. So that's where I'm coming down on this.
Thank you.
This is a sticky wicket, as I feel it is, but I mimic Mr. Watts's feeling on that with the amount of emails that we've gotten, and I appreciate the public that comes out and speaks on both sides of this issue. I too am torn between, we have the ordinance on the books, it's been on the books for many, many years. We do have to look at it. It was stated, thank you, Grant Sam, for stating that, that we're not in compliance with our current ordinance, and we do have to come into compliance. That I agree with. If it's already on the books, we need to come to the compliance. When coming into compliance, does it mean that we enforce it? No. Does it mean that the police officers are riding up and down the street looking for children on their scooters to give them a $50 fine? Absolutely not. And it's been like this for years, and I am not aware of anyone ever being hit with a fine. I could do a FOIA request on it. I haven't thought about it before now, but I'm pretty confident to say I don't think we've ever had anyone fined for riding a skateboard or roller skating or riding a tricycle on a sidewalk. I am of the conviction of I would like to be in compliance. I believe that our current ordinances are important. They've been there for a while. I would like to be in compliance with state code. Outside of that, I get nervous because I too am a lover of freedom. We live in a great country. We have a great town. We have freedoms here. It's beautiful. We have beautiful nature and there are things to do. Where I start getting nervous personally for me is when we're controlling safety for others. So it really is everyone's responsibility to be safe unto themselves and to make wise choices. Ultimately, when it comes down to children being safe, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure they're training their children to be safe and make wise decisions. I have never seen a 6-year-old on a sidewalk by themselves. Thank God. I would be nervous if I saw a 5 or 6-year-old out on the sidewalk by themselves. I would be, where is your parents? But we don't see that, thankfully.
I raised four boys here in this town. My boys would ride their bicycles down through town. They skateboarded through town. I, as a mom, always told them, stay off the sidewalk, because at the time we had signs out with a big bicycle that said no bicycles on the sidewalks, and plus the sidewalks are very narrow. This was years ago, early 2000s, we had these signs up on the sidewalks. I told my young children, ride your bike just off to the side because it says no bicycles on the sidewalk. They said, we need to obey the rules. They said, yes, Mom, and that's how we went about our business. This is no different, really. I mean, with this ordinance, all I want to do is come in compliance. In a nutshell, I feel like I'm chasing a rabbit, but in a nutshell, what I want to say is, I think as town council, if we start getting caught up in the weeds of making sure we are safe for everyone, we are now becoming mother hen, and we start getting our fingers into the freedom realm, which makes me nervous. I think we are, as town, responsible for some safety issues, like our police department and our emergency services and our fire departments. But I start getting nervous if we start digging down into the weeds too much and making decisions where I think it's to the people to make those decisions. And so that's where I'm at on this right now.
Yes. I am totally against the 2206088. I think it's a very bad look for that for our town. I really believe our town should continue to strive to be family friendly and send a message out that will allow future CEOs, business owners know that we care about their children as well as trying to get tax money from their business. I don't see as skateboarding as being a problem in this town at all. I don't remember since I've been born. I hear a lot about safety issues about the skateboarding, but I cannot remember a serious accident with a skateboard in this town since I've been born. I haven't seen anyone hurt by a skateboard since I've been born. And I love seeing the skateboarders. I mean, they really bring life to this town. They really light this town up. It's really, really good to see our youth on our sidewalks, to see our youth being children like they should be. I don't have a problem with it at all. I think that's how it should be. And when we start sending a signal out that we're not in support or we're making laws against activities that our children do, we're going to hurt our town. It's not family friendly, and we could possibly stop future businesses from even coming to our industrial park because they're going to see that, well, my son is not even going to be welcome on the skateboard. I mean, I might not want to move there. I'll go to the next county. They have recreational activities also, but they're going to keep my son by it, my daughter by it. I just don't see it. I think we should continue to be family-friendly. And the ordinance that we have now, it's not working. Prohibition is not going to work. But what will work is owners taking action and reporting a rebel kid. And let's get that kid in control, not focus on every child in this town. You know, that's where I look at it. For one, to ban it, prohibit to everybody bicycles and skateboards, no. But let's just let the owners control their property. When they have a problem, call it in, and we'll control it that way. We don't want to ban every child in this town. We don't want it like that. That's not a good look for us as a town. We're striving to be family friendly. That is not friendly at all. I just don't see it. I think it's really the wrong way to go.
All right. We've had our discussion. Now we will go with a vote. This is voting, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lance. This is voting to do away with the prohibition in the central business district for bicycles and skateboards. Am I correct with that?
No.
It's voted to do away with the prohibition outside the central business district and the prohibition in the central business district on skateboards would continue, but it would be punishable with a $50 civil penalty rather than a $250 criminal fine.
Okay, I misunderstood. No, because this was supposed to be to do away with it totally.
No.
That was under consideration at the last meeting, and the town council decided not to put that forward for public hearing.
So,
there was
okay, then I'm totally lost.
To recap, there already is an ordinance, an existing
right.
prohibition on bicycles on the sidewalk.
Right, and he's gone
that
to a civil,
on the books
but I thought this was to take that off the books.
Would you repeat it?
No, but so there was an ordinance like that that was under consideration at the last meeting to repeal our prohibition
right.
on skateboards. There was a motion to put forward that repeal for a public hearing, and that motion failed. So that's not before the town council at all tonight, the idea of repealing our prohibition on skateboards.
Okay.
What we have in front of us.
What is this? What is that?
So A is here to essentially resurrect our existing prohibition on skateboards so that prohibition could be enforced.
Okay.
It would bring our existing prohibition into compliance with the state code by changing it from a $250 criminal penalty, which is not allowed by state law, to a $50 civil penalty, which is allowed.
Okay, so I'm trying to wrap my mind around because I have been totally lost here for a second.
It's prohibition, but it's gone from criminal to civil.
Right, so what happens if this is voted down?
If this is voted down, then what we're stuck with is we have two sections that prohibit skateboards that are left on the books, but they're not enforceable. Those prohibitions would hypothetically, theoretically, punish skateboarders with a criminal offense, but we can't
do that.
Bobby and the town police can't enforce that ordinance because that violates state law.
Page
164 is the text language for the ordinance that the town council will be voting on.
Hold on, we're trying to get this in downtown.
That's right.
Correct.
A nay vote is the prohibition is still there, but it cannot be enforced
right.
because it's a criminal law, and that's against state code.
That's exactly right.
You got it.
So it's a roundabout way of not having a prohibition.
Oh, sorry. This is a council discussion. So with our terms. So
Am I correct in that?
That is correct.
A yes is just moving into a civil. A no is basically putting an ordinance that we may have to address at a later date to take it off of us. Is that what we've got?
That's correct.
Because it's unenforceable. It's an unenforceable ordinance.
It's unenforceable, isn't it?
If we vote this down, it's an unenforceable ordinance.
That's right.
Okay.
But then we have the right to vote for B.
Let's say we vote it down.
That's right.
And there's future problem. How long until we brought back up?
Yeah. And then we'll go to B. Okay, we're calling for a vote. Do we all got the page that we're on for the vote? A yes vote is keeping the same prohibition there, but it's going civil. A no vote is keeping the same law, the same ordinance on the books that are now, but is an unenforceable ordinance because it is in conflict with state law. Okay?
Right.
So,
nay.
Ms. Pratt?
Yes.
Mr. Devine? Ms. Carter?
Nay.
And Mr. Devine? Okay, motion failed 1-4-0. Now, ordinance B. If we voted for ordinance B, could that be the whole town? And that overrides exactly what we just voted down, because that could be the whole town where they must yield to pedestrians.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Hey, I finally got on that page. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, I will accept a motion for approval of 220608B.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion from Mr. Walker. Have a second from Mr. Higginbotham, which we've opened now for discussion. That provides that skateboarders and bicyclists must yield to pedestrians, among other provisions. Okay? So, we're going to turn this way first. Well, Mr. Higginbotham, you pretty much said what you want to say. Okay. Ms. Carter?
I don't have any issue.
I think B is common sense. Right. Yes. We have a problem with B.
Okay. Ms. Turner?
No comment.
And Ms. Wheaton?
I just wish we could take everything.
Okay. Well, I think this is important. We're gonna call a vote now. Mr. Higginbotham, a yay is for this one. Okay.
I'm for this
one. Yes.
I'm making clear. I'm for
it. I'm trying to make clear. Okay, Ms. Carter.
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
No.
And Ms. Wheaton.
So if I say no, that means
nothing. We vote against it.
You vote against it. I mean, so
yes. What's,
so you voted yes? Okay. Motion is carried 4-1-0. Now, I would like to make a statement for me. I've kind of stayed out of this. I haven't put out my opinion one way or another. But in the very beginning, those of you that remember, B was the one I suggested. I thought was a great thing to yield to pedestrians. But other than, and I just did that for this group, I stayed out of it totally. Well, this has been a struggle, and it's really funny. We can spend $2.5 million on a project in 32 seconds.
And nobody bats an eye.
But it takes us 3 months to nail this down, okay? But we've got it nailed down. I think council made a very responsible and a very well thought out decision this evening. And I am in total agreement with them, and I think everybody brought up good points, but I think council has really thought this through and worked it through. I would like to thank everybody here for coming. It really means a lot.
Thank you.
And thank you. So, moving on. Do we have anybody for citizen comments back, Ms. Captain Payne?
Yes, sir.
All right. I will entertain a motion to accept the meeting minutes from the last meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner. I have a second. Second, Mr. Watt. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor? Well, Ms. Wheaton? Yay. Voting for it. Ms. Turner? Ms. Watt?
Ms. Carter?
And Ms. Higginbotham. Motion carried. 5-0-0. All staff will camera attached. I hope everybody's got time to go over. Finance committee. Okay, Mr. Watts, brief what you did.
Yeah, we did have a meeting on the flag issue, and we decided we'd give a report in July.
Okay, fantastic. All other minutes are attached, but we still have the soil and water guy here. Would you like to say something? You're here. I'm going to use you.
Yes, sir. We recognized Ella Lewis from Amherst County High School as one of our scholarship recipients at our last meeting. She's going to be attending the University of Tennessee. Other than that, we have no issue. We're still waiting on state budget to pass for all of our stuff to go through.
Thank you, Captain. All right. Miss McGuffin, are you there?
No, she's there.
I
am here.
You are. Okay. Ms. McGuffin, we're on discussion items. If you and Mr. Lansing would please talk to us about the special exemption and give more work.
So I've had some conversation with council regarding a special use permit that was approved by the county out on Kenmore Road. This special use permit is for a wedding venue, special event venue, hunting and fishing retreat, and short-term rentals at Kenmore Farm. The challenge for us is that the town was never informed as per state code of the hearing. And then we also have heard there was at least one other adjacent property owner who was not properly notified. From a zoning perspective, I don't have any concern about any of these overall uses. The concern that I have is that there were no limitations on the scale of these uses or the frequency of them in the special use permit that the county approved. So this is a use that would be on our water system. And we really don't have anything that says how many these would be, what the population of it would be. I'm concerned about noise after hours. I have heard from some folks that live that way that they are also concerned about some of these items. I have talked to Mr. Lansing. He said that, you know, if the council is also gravely concerned about this, we could appeal it to their Board of Zoning Appeals. I really just need some direction from the council as to whether this is the kind of thing that the council is gravely concerned about or if this is the sort of thing that the council wants to just let be.
Okay, I want to throw in my 2 cents worth, and Mr. Lansing, you can jump in, or everybody else can throw in their dime. But what concerns me, 2 things. One, we were never notified. And two, apparently they're just taking the assumption that they can use all our water we want. We've never been contacted about water usage, and they've got our water, or they get our water. So I think that, and our only recourse at this time is going to the BZA. So my opinion, which I don't get to vote, but I think we should step forward and instruct staff to go ahead and make appropriate moves to go to the BZA, because it doesn't appear, and Ms. McGuffin, please correct me if I'm wrong, but there does not appear to be, I don't know what the word would be, limitations or something like that on that. It appears it's just wide open. So they could have like 5,000 people there for a week and a half, and, you know, that road is small, and that's right on the town-county line. So you know who's going to be getting most of the calls, probably, which will tax. It'll tax Mr. Williams back in the corner back there, and it'll tax the chief and the captain over here. So I think we need to do our due diligence to get at least something, get us in front to be heard.
You want a motion?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we deal with the decision to kind of board to it.
Second.
And I have motion from Mr. Watts in a second. Now, even though I have discussed, any discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
Well, I agree with the water situation scares me. Number two, I think it sounds like a fabulous idea. However, I believe the town should have been contacted.
Yeah.
I do on there.
Absolutely.
Just so
I mean, we're going to have to throw out police, water, and then if you're going to do a, I mean, I know the property, it's fabulous, but hunting, I mean, how much hunting, how, were all the homes on Sunset notified, mm-hmm. versus mm-hmm. a few maybe on Kenmore? Mm-hmm. I just, personally, there are a lot of questions, and I don't know if those are for us to ask.
I think that would be GZA question. That's what
and that's, we need to understand. But my main concern moving forward is the water.
Right.
So I would like, I agree with you.
Yeah, and so, and I think, well, I'll say this after the question. Ms. Turner?
I agree with everything Ms. Wheaton said. I'm concerned about the water, and I'm concerned about the noise, specifically for our citizens, specifically on Sunset and on Kenmore that is farther up in the town. And so it doesn't hurt to inquire. And this is the way to communicate, since they chose not to inform us. This looks like how we're going
it's
to have to
yeah.
communicate with them. I do not have a problem moving forward.
Okay, Ms.
Watts? I'm concerned with the fact that it's open to basically anything, but if they have concert right. series up there
yeah.
and days and using the water and whatnot, so I think that clearly we need to open a dialogue and just how we do it. So how we do it.
Ms. Parker?
I had just resounded. I'm not going to say all over again, okay. but yes, all the other council members have said all of my concerns. To get our questions answered.
Mr. Hingman.
I totally agree with you. I just don't think it's too wide open. We don't have to recall anything going on really.
So the vote will be to instruct staff to go ahead with the process. One thing I would like to ask council, since I see that y'all have been looking at it really good, if you have a question you want to get answered or a concern, make sure it is communicated to Ms. McGuffin by email, so she has, and copy Mr. Lansing on that, so both of them, because they will be the ones taking care of that, so make sure that they can get together and some power. And I ask for that. Now, I am calling for a vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Yes, five.
5-0-0. Ms. McGuffin, we've got 2 slots open on existing boards, correct?
Yes, sir.
I got a whole room full of volunteers.
We've got a bunch of, all right, I'm gonna tell y'all what they are, so think carefully. We've got one for the beasts for our town BZA, Board of Zoning Appeals, and for the EDA, the Economic Development. Think about it, please. We would love to have some new blood.
You got one volunteer right there.
You're already on the planning commission.
No, I can't do 2.
No.
Okay.
It depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is, so we'll have to wait.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
If we can find,
it would be the. I've got to ask, because there's some things in there.
That,
how do you volunteer?
We have a form.
Website.
I think it's on our website, Town of Amherst website. So, just real briefly, then we're going to move on. The zoning appeals. That's if there's a zoning issue and. Basically, if Ms. McGuffin makes a zoning ruling and the person does not agree with it, they can do like we were doing with the county. They can go to the BZA to. And the economic development is what we're pushing, because we would really like to start getting some industrial park people out there, and businesses, restaurants. Anything like that. So think about it. Go online. Okay.
And if you can't contact us and you can't find it, we'll
call up here.
I can tell you how to find it.
Okay. There's our website guru over there.
If you go to the tab that says government and bring it down, it's under vacancies, board vacancies. Okay. You'll find it pretty easy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Report matters from staff. Chief?
Yeah, just briefly. We had our June 25th celebration for independence and first responders is being well on its way. We've got a number of people that signed up for the parade. Anybody's interested in being in the parade, please go to the Town of Amherst website and look under the events, and you can fill out an application there for being in the parade. Also, you can go to our Facebook page or contact our office, our police department. Right now we've got quite a few number of outside agencies that will be there, so we're looking forward to having it. And then shortly after the parade's over, then we'll have our fireworks. So things are looking good and are excited about. So, thank you.
Chief,
Cap? Yes, sir. I do have something real quick to say. I just want to thank the council for the support for the police department and just remind them, I know you all are pretty much the face of the town and you see a lot of people. Just a reminder, if people do approach you with issues or concerns, please direct them to the dispatch center, non-emergency number, if it is non-emergency, so we can get records of these calls and properly address them that way.
And one other thing, and I will say, because if somebody watches this on YouTube, I've already talked to the chief about this. If anybody, and the Thompsons left before I got a chance, but if anybody has any issues or questions with skateboarders coming on their private property that they do not want there, please contact either the captain or the chief, set up an appointment with them, and they will walk you through the legal procedures for posting your property and stuff about what you have to do. Okay? So I'm going there.
I do have something to say.
Go ahead.
On the recodification of the zoning ordinances. We put this off until next month.
Yes.
I just want to say and remind you that, and I pulled this up while y'all were going through all that to do it because it kind of gave me a little heartburn there when you put it off. We do have a deadline of July the 31st with Municode to send in the formal adopted zoning ordinances, or more fees are going to apply. They'll add more.
July meeting, we'll get it done.
Well, I mean, if you don't, just want you to know. Yeah, it's going to cost you more.
All right, let me see what I got back here. Mr. Thompson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Williams?
No, sir.
Mr. Williams did a great job of saving us some money this past month. You know, sir?
Well, we're all for that. Great job, Mr. Williams. Mr. Lanson?
No, thank you, Mr. Williams.
Okay, counsel, Ms. Williams?
Yes, I have a question, Chief. If we want to help out, that festivity, the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? Do we just call you?
Just call.
And you tell us what to do? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Turner?
Okay.
Mr. Watts?
That's so true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I do.
Oh, I thought you said
No. Thank you for correcting my name.
Okay.
I do have something to say. I appreciate everyone coming out tonight. This is what makes us love what we do and helps us to serve, but we need to hear the voice of the people. So I genuinely want to say thank you to everyone that turned out tonight. It means a lot to me because it's hard to do this job without hearing from what people really want.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I appreciate that. So I wanted to say thank you to everyone that came out and for the bravery to get up and talk before us, because I know it's not easy to talk to speak in public for a lot of people. Secondly, I'm not done. You're not rushing me. Secondly, what I'd like to say is I really want a park for the kids. I think a skate park would be awesome. I think a splash park would be awesome. I think a playground. The problem is here in town, you look around, there isn't a whole lot of available property for the town to be able to acquire. So I would like to ask for your all's participation. If you see property, or if you see something within the town limits that you think is available, or that you hear is available, and that you think would make a great park, come and tell us. Come to the town office. We need help. We can't do everything. We need to hear from you guys. So that's a big thing that, you know, and it's hard because, you know, I don't know how you know how the town runs, but budgets are tight. We already do have a town park. It's hard to do the things to it that we want to do to it. It's because of funding. And so please note that these are all on our list. And I don't want to speak for our fellow council members, but I'm pretty sure we all have that desire to put that out there. But we need help to do it. And so my plea is, if you see something, please let us know.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to say one thing. I want you all to know that we are looking for property to have a skateboard park. Mr. Watts and I, we've already discussed it, and I know we've looked at some property, so we are looking at for property, and we're going to have a skateboard park. Don't get excited, it's going to be right there. No, just kidding. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. We're looking for a nice stretch of lane where we can have a state of the art skateboard park by you. So I just want you all to know that. And accessible to kids in this town, because we know a lot of you not driving. So,
all
right. We do care.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Hibbert. Ms. Burton.
Thank you.
One thing before I adjourn, we received an email the other day where a gentleman rates different things in the Commonwealth. Town of Amherst was rated number one.
Yes.
Number one rural town in Virginia. One of the main things was our crime rate is 73% lower than the national average. There is a video on YouTube, if I knew how to find
it. I watched it today. Best
rural towns in Virginia or something, but it,
we're number one.
And we're number one, so you got to listen to the other nine to get to us.
Six.
But it's a good comparison. They compare a lot of things, so we were very excited. Sarah, do you, or hey, y'all out there in internet land, do y'all have anything? No?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Now that I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
Got it from Ms. Carter. Second from Mr. Watt.
He didn't do citizen comments.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
They were not.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.